Hi, my name is Yumi Sakugawa, and I'm the online editorial producer of Intent.com, and I'm so pleased to introduce Brandy Lynn Gregg, who was the Pepsi Refresh grant winner of a $25,000 grant from June 2010. And her intent is to support a garden that helps to feed hundreds of kids each month and educate them. So thank you so much, Brandy Lynn, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Brandy Lynn, for those of us who aren't familiar with Bridget's Bounty, can you tell us about this project?
Absolutely. It's a garden that, you know, we started about 2 years ago, and we've just developed it from that point. And, you know, for the lack of a better term, we often call it a community garden. But it's not a community garden in the sense of how most people think of that term. We actually garden and give away everything that comes out of the garden to the food bank, to schools, to the senior center. So it's all donated outside of the community that works in the garden.
Oh, wow. So how big is this garden?
Well, right now, the vegetable garden is about 60 feet by, I think it's 80 feet. Then we also have a children's area that has a couple of raised beds. And we have a local school called the Children's House of Weld County Montessori School. And they come every week in the summer and garden out there with us every single week. So they have their own raised beds that they use. And then we also put in a vineyard area this summer, which is also about 60 by 80 feet, I believe.
Oh, wow. That's a very substantially sized garden, which I imagine it takes a lot of labor and a lot of involved community members to keep it going.
Absolutely, absolutely. It definitely has become a labor of love.
Mm-hmm. So how did the idea for Bridget's Bounty first come about?
It actually came from a first grant that I received that was sponsored by Hidden Valley Ranch. And they were doing a grant project for mothers of children under the age of 18 who wanted to help educate kids and get kids more involved in eating vegetables and knowing where they came from. And I won that grant personally as a mother of two little boys and was given $5,000 to start the garden. And so it kind of started from that and just has kind of taken on a life of its own. It's not what, you know, if you'd asked me 2 years ago what I would be doing, this wasn't what I had envisioned, but it's become an amazing and wonderful place.
So you won the grant in June 2010. So what are some upcoming plans or exciting developments that's in store for Bridget's Bounty?
Well, we put in a permanent watering system right after we won that, because until that point, somebody from our community had to go out and turn the water on every single day. So we put in a permanent system that waters the garden for us, so that was monumental on our part anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We have purchased a tractor that's going to help with tilling and weeding and all that kind of stuff. And we put in fruit trees to start being able to get some fruit produce as well next summer. Some of the future things that we're looking at right now are creating a pumpkin patch. We did a huge fall festival this year. We ended up with, we think, probably about 250 people. And
oh, wow.
So we're hoping to continue that and expand that, and so we're looking at developing a pumpkin patch with that. And we're also looking at putting in a greenhouse in hopes of working more with the local schools. They've been coming out to the garden for field trips and such, but it's hard to do much with them when our growing season is when they're on summer break. So a greenhouse is what we're thinking about as our last big purchase with the funds that we received from Pepsi.
Okay. So as a mother of two kids, what are your thoughts on why it is so important to expose kids to gardening and growing your own food?
You know, that I had no idea what I was getting into, to be honestly truthful. But my oldest, I should say, is a very picky eater. My youngest will eat anything. And so that was kind of what inspired me in the first place with this was, you know, maybe if he knew where it came from, it would help him. And my kids love going to the garden, and they work out there with me all the time. They give tours to people that come to check it out. And my oldest, the picky eater, now said to a group this past summer, let me show you the kohlrabi. It's my favorite. And, you know, it was like in that moment that I realized what the garden has done for my kids, because vegetables that they didn't even know existed are now their favorite. You know, and I've been able to see that kind of a progression with the school kids that come. They've come and they work in the garden with us, and they help us pick and wash and prepare everything for the food bank. And then we were at the food bank, and one of the kids that had come over with the school said, "Hey, Mom, look, I bet these were the vegetables I helped pick today." And it was just kind of a neat thing for me that, you know, that child got to experience growing it and picking it and caring for it. And then he got to go there and get it and take it home and be proud that he was part of that with his family. So there's just been so many neat aspects to what we can do with a garden.
Yeah. So where in the community exactly is the garden located?
It's actually located on a piece of church property. I belong to St. Bridget's Episcopal Church, and we have about, I think it's almost 8 acres of land right in Frederick, Colorado. And so the land is kind of in a horseshoe shape, and so in one of the corners, there's a good acre-sized piece of property that would be hard to develop into a church property because it's kind of out of the way. And so we're using that corner as the garden.
So for other people who are interested in starting a community garden that is very similar to yours, where it's volunteer-run and fruits and vegetables can then be delivered to people in need, food banks, local schools. What advice would you give to them?
I think I would say start small. You get so much more out of a garden than you think you're going to get. And so when I first tilled up the land, I thought I was starting small, but we easily pick hundreds of tomatoes and hundreds of zucchini out of there each month. So, you know, I would say start small and probably really the fun part for me and the most learning that we've done is by trial and error. It's been great to just invite friends and community members and have everyone come out, and we all planted a plant we'd never heard of before, and let's see what happens. And creating the recipes to give to the food bank, beyond everything else, it's just been such a good community builder. And I think that, you know, that helps keep the volunteers coming and helps keeping everybody excited about the project.
So one last question. I understand that the Pepsi Refresh Project contest is so competitive. It's hard enough as it is to even become eligible to be in the voting rounds, and so many people want to be eligible to win a Pepsi grant. So what advice would you give to future individuals and organizations who are in the running for a Pepsi Refresh Project grant and need all the votes that they can to win the grant?
I think my recommendations would be, you know, to stay with it. It is hard and it's a lot of work, but even just the process, I built relationships with people that I would have never known. It was just such a neat experience all the way around. And really just developing those community friendships and relationships with other organizations and with your town as a whole. You know, we even contacted the mayors of the local towns and other schools and, you know, everything just to get as much support behind us as we could. And those relationships were essential to winning.
Yeah, you know, that seems to be the general theme that I hear in speaking to other contest winners. Alliances and relationships are so important, and I think that's so great that it makes you and other contestants build alliances and reach out to other organizations and individuals that they may have otherwise never interacted with before. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Brandy Lynn. A huge congratulations again for winning the Pepsi Refresh Project grant, and please keep us updated on any more future exciting developments of Bridgetown Tea. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Yumi.